For veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan, the road home can be a long one.
I look forward to coming home, but once you get home, it's just kind of the shock that you actually really are home.
Coming back and it's like everybody's moved on.
You just feel out of place.
Some.
These guys got mortared a whole lot.
Carry the scars of battle with them, the emotional ones.
Body parts and blood and diesel fuel mix and dust. And
just being attacked, a lot of dreams about being attacked.
That's where the nightmares come from.
And the physical ones.
I got blown up in Iraq, and there was like 3 days before I knew I didn't have legs.
From a battlefield where the front line is everywhere.
Whether they're carrying a gun or if they're doing logistics, everybody's on the front line there.
This war is wide open.
I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams.
In the coming days, we'll talk with the soldiers and sailors who serve.
When we send our troops overseas, part of what we need to pay for and account for and be responsible for is taking care of them when they return home.
And we'll take a candid look at what their needs are, where the care falls short, and what's succeeding in our series, The Long Road Home. Heather Bosch, News Radio 710 Cairo Close-Up.